For Wednesday, March 21, the 80th day of 2018, there are 285 days left in the year. Good morning, MB, guiding you through In the Know at K105, 103.9 The Moose, live online at K105.com via the Apple and Android apps. Perhaps you're in on the podcast as well, hashtag In the Know. Coming up today, we're going to update you on some of the latest news headlines. Another blanket of snow smacks us in the face this morning. Grayson County Fiscal Court met in regular session yesterday. We'll tell you about that. WKU announces a round of layoffs. Sister Jean remains to be in the news. That and a whole lot more coming up today here on In the Know. Settling into my left, rolling Mach 9 with her hair on fire, is my beautiful wife. The beautiful girl. It's Beach. Good morning, sweetheart.
Good morning.
How you doing?
I'm good.
It's glaringly obvious that today is the first full day of spring.
Okay, if you say so.
If the blanket of snow did not give it away that this is the first day of spring, then I don't know what more obvious a statement that we could make. Because, it was pretty this morning. But I'll be happy when it's vamooses out of the area. She's the pride of Pumpkin Center, the heiress to the great Mini Burger Fortune. She's Vera Wang's arch nemesis and the professional bargain hunter's woman of the year. She's Misty Embry Thomas.
Hey.
How's Misty?
I'm okay.
Well, not sold.
I just showed Christy a thing, and I agree. Spring's kind of a jerk so far. So
is it spring? Spring's the jerk, or winter doesn't know when to leave? You have those people that come over to your house that don't take the hint on when they're supposed to leave. Not that you and Jason ever do that. I'm just saying there are those people that come over and it's like, can you all move along?
My favorite Bible verse is in Proverbs.
Yep.
Do not wear out your neighbor, thus they will hate you. Winter, you got to go.
Right. I was Lisa Jones from the Grayson County Public Library, was here last hour for Shop Local Litchfield, which you can hear on 103.9 The Moose, by the way, at 8 o'clock. One of the things that I compared notes with her, I said, I don't remember a winter when we've had this many days of an inch of snow that was just enough to be pesky. You know, a lot of times our snows, we historically maybe get two or three big snows a year, and sometimes school might be closed for a week because of that. But we've had, you know, going back to a week ago Sunday, you notice we got that snow on Sunday night, and then we got a couple of days later, we got another round of snow. And so we've had more blankets of white this winter in the closing days than I recall in a long time. So I just, I'm with you. I'm ready for it to disappear. And I mean, maybe winter just miscalculated by one day and missed a memo and said, okay. I didn't realize yesterday was that we crossed over.
I think the groundhog had some confusion.
Someone needs to shoot the groundhog.
Mm-hmm.
Matter of fact, later on, I'm hoping we might be able to hear the latest of installment of Jake Does Life.
Oh, good.
You know, I'm trying to make room for Jake Does Life because there are a lot of young people that couldn't find their way across town. But Jake has navigation figured out.
Jake makes my life better.
Yes, Jake makes my life better. And so I'm thinking that Jake has some good navigation lessons. And I'm going to try and get to that later on. But I completely, totally missed the reason that I was even bringing Jake up in that particular moment. Because I got distracted. I was thinking about how to get to Bear Creek. See if I remember
now. I'll tell you.
Yes, that's right. So, again, I'm going to try and save room for that. The Grayson County Fiscal Court met in regular session yesterday, and one item of business was they announced that the Jason Jailer Woosley announced that he would be transferring, the detention center would be transferring $250,000 from the jail back to the county government's general fund, and that was welcome news. He said they're able to assist with things like the Litchfield Animal Shelter and dispatch to Grayson County E-911, as well as some vehicles to the various county agencies and such. He says that he went on to say it's been a good year financially, and hopefully that would continue. And they're a few months from the end of their fiscal year, and they believe they're going to have enough of this surplus. He said that he recognized that county government was struggling to fix some issues that they need cash on hand for, and so they would be turning that back over. Also, from what I recall, magistrates and the judge executive were elated at that news because that will enable them to do some things. So, you know, there was a lot of patting on the back. Oh, you all do good. Mm-hmm. Y'all. Mm-hmm. They were exchanging platitudes. They were
that's good.
They like held hands for a while, mm-hmm. and took some selfies.
Yeah, got their selfie sticks out.
My boy, Blue.
You know, I wish I'd gone to that meeting. I'd like to know, does Jason offer to dump money into personal accounts for people?
only if it's a clerical error on the account number.
I'm just looking for like $2,500.
Sure.
Like not
sure.
$250. I would be greedy with it.
Absolutely. Well, you can read about all that at K105.com. It looks like the county is going to transfer some money out of the general fund into the road fund. They got some, maybe $60,000-$70,000. From funds from maybe the state, and then this $250,000 goes in, and they can be able to start to fix some of these things, that some of the infrastructure that is obviously.
No more.
Yeah, yeah. I read something earlier. Sure sign of spring when everywhere you look, you see all those adorable little baby potholes that creep up everywhere. Also, learned that it looks like moves will be made to close the intersection of Shaw Station Road at Mill Street. So Bailey Lumber is in that area, and mm-hmm. there have been accidents, and trucks get hung up, and all those things. And Bailey is considering expanding. The city of Litchfield's involved, so that's a railroad crossing that will end up being closed. And then your entrance to the Grayson County Detention Center and Bailey will be via the Thomason Byway. So they don't just automatically go out there and put up signs because there are multiple people involved, but it says that that will be happening in the coming time. And you can read about that at K105.com as well. Western Kentucky University has announced a round of layoffs that we knew was coming, but it cuts fewer staff members than expected. So while there are a lot of people who got the bad news, there are fewer people that were going to get the bad news than perhaps considered. The university said it will immediately remove 119 faculty positions after WKU's Board of Regents announced last month a budget shortfall of $15 million. So we have some friends whose livelihood is derived from Western Kentucky University, and they've spent the major part of the winter. They knew what was going to happen, and so they were bracing. You know, will we be part of this round? And for our friends, it was good news to hear that they were not. 62 full-time positions are being eliminated instead of 100, but 57 vacant positions are going unfilled instead of 40. So they were going to eliminate 100 existing and not fill 40 vacancies. They scale it down to 60 filled, and then they will not fill 57 vacancies, which skews the numbers just a little bit, but does make it a little bit easier, much easier mm-hmm. to eliminate a vacant position than go in and tell somebody, sorry, we don't need you anymore. Saw a neat story this morning. A pair of Kentucky guardsmen are being hailed as heroes after saving the life of an elderly man during flooding last month in Owensboro. Specialists Casey Brandle and Justin Stinnett, both with the 206th Engineer Battalion, are credited with pulling 87-year-old David Hamilton from his vehicle after he lost control and drove into floodwaters, trapping him inside.
Wow.
Stinnett said, "The Army taught us selfless service. And what was going through my mind was how Mr. Hamilton has a family and how we each have our own, and family always comes first. I'm just thankful that we were there at that time to be able to help." So kind of a lengthy, detailed story on how that transpired. You can read about that at K105.com as well. It's always nice to tell good stories like that. The Kentucky Biennial Spending Plan has been rolled out, and we're starting to get a glimpse on some of what is going to happen. The Senate wants to put more police officers in public schools by making it less expensive to hire them. The new proposal, you know, we had another issue yesterday in Michigan, mm-hmm. but that involves school resource officer and involves now one deceased student,
right?
You know, who was going to inflict mortal harm on someone in that group, and so the school resource officer was charged with defusing the situation. The Kentucky proposal would make it cheaper for school districts and law enforcement agencies to hire retired officers to patrol public schools by exempting them from expensive health insurance contributions. That kind of makes sense. You know, we're here at a time when law enforcement officers, they get to retire at a lesser age because of hazardous duty. And you find a lot of them that are retired that are looking for something to do. And I would think their experience and expertise in this area would be very welcomed and be very helpful. It also allows state troopers to get second jobs as school resource officers, which is not currently allowed here in the Commonwealth. So that was some of the things going on there. But the Senate's, you know, there were some other things in there. The Senate had been criticized for cutting $1 billion out of the teachers' retirement system over the next 2 years compared to earlier versions of the budget proposed by Governor Bevin and the House. But the Senate's budget did restore $138 million in funding for school buses that Governor Bevin had proposed to eliminate. And it would give $8.5 million to 14 Eastern Kentucky school districts that will basically close without the financial help because of the sudden dramatic loss of tax revenue on unmined minerals. For example, Knott County School District. So here's how much tax revenues have been reduced in Knott County. They usually receive between $1 and $1.2 million from an assessment on unmined coal. But with the coal industry declining, the unmined coal is not worth as much. So instead of the Knott County School District getting $1.2 million in 2017, they got $121,000.
Wow.
A cut of 90%.
Mm.
And this year, it will only get $70,000, which if you go from 1.2 to 70,000, that's a 95% cut of funding from those unmined minerals.
Goodness.
So spread that out over Appalachia.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll see why there's a need for $8.5 million to school systems that are in that area, you know, Martin County, Knott County, et cetera. So it'll be also they are planning to do raises and increase for circuit court clerks and judges, which they have not done in a decade. But they're sort of holding that as a carrot to say, unless pension reform is solved.
Right.
We can't do this. So, and then they're saying, well, how, you can't hold that hostage. Well, someone has to be the bad person who says, let me tell you like this. I was in Senator Rand Paul's office with a group of people a month ago. And this group of people, which I'm part of, had an ask of the senator, need help with this. And his response was, and I liked it. Even though I was on the side of the ask, right. I liked his response. He said, okay, well, what do you want us to cut?
Yeah. Because that's real in every ask
right.
of government right now.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
So, and this particular case, the government had already auctioned off some assets, and they had the proceeds to pay for the ask that was there. But the senator didn't exactly know the nuance of that at the time, and we later covered that. But the issue was is that I like, I mean, your legislators are going to have to say, because if they ask everyone, they'll get a different answer.
Sure.
So what do you want me to cut? Oh, well, cut those entitlements, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. You'll get other people say, well, cut military spending.
Mm-hmm. What?
And I think Senator Paul is in favor of cutting some of everything.
Right.
But you have those people now, so you can criticize the lawmakers for saying, we would like to do raises. We know judges and clerks are overworked, et cetera. We would like to offer these things, but it has to come from somewhere else, which then does make it more confusing to me, because if we were on a road to tax opioids,
right,
which supposedly was coming from the wholesaler, wouldn't come from the patient, and we were going to tax per pack cigarettes, when we have the lowest cigarette tax in the country already,
what happened?
I still don't understand.
That is more than confusing for me.
Well, you're talking about Senator Meredith. By the way, I thought of this morning as well. Since Senator Meredith got run off of social media by the Planned Parenthood buddies,
mm-hmm.
I've seen far less of him, which means I'm less engaged, mm-hmm. and I don't know what's happening on a day-to-day basis. But I did see a quote with him that he gave to Al Cross, at the Courier-Journal that said that the governor's rhetoric had created in a group of people that they were now tone deaf to anything that the governor had to say.
Right.
Which I think is what I said yesterday.
I think so.
Right?
Sadly.
Sadly, I was right, or sadly, they're tone deaf.
Oh, both.
Okay. I figured it was more the fact that I was right. Some teachers, maybe 350 to 500, will be rallying in Frankfurt today. Some school districts have closed to allow their administrators and teachers to go to Frankfurt. Lawrence County, Martin County, Carter County, Floyd County, and Ashland Independent Schools and Fairview Independent Schools are all closed today.
I bet the kids aren't mad about that.
So they can send their delegations. Well, they might be when they have to go to school an extra day when it's warm outside. Mm. Then there are other districts that are planning to send delegations while keeping the school open. So that's probably less controversial that way. You say, well, we sent a group of people, you know, closing a school for the entire day to go protest, that you're more likely to draw criticism.
Right.
And by the way, while I have a moment, I saw last week the educators of Wilkie Elementary School, when they were speaking up for themselves, but they were careful to point out that they weren't being negative about things. They were saying, I love public education and here's who I am. And I thought, you know, when things get loud and you get groups of people and they're sniping back and forth at one another, it's easy for messages to get lost because all you hear is the sniping.
Right.
You know, all you hear is the snark. So it is nice when people go out of their way to clarify what it is that they're trying to express support of without throwing grenades at other people's feet.
I saw Clarkson educators do the same.
Good. Good for them. I just happened to, this is the one I happened to see. So, lawmakers have updated laws against price gouging. Kentucky lawmakers voted to update laws against price gouging in times of emergencies. The bill proposes guidelines to determine when price hikes are unlawfully excessive. The House passed the bill 58-36 yesterday. Now it's on the governor's desk. The law aims to protect people from excessive price hikes in times of emergencies for essentials such as food and emergency supplies. Under the bill, an increase of 10% or less above the price on the day before the governor's order triggering the consumer protections wouldn't violate the law. So again, an increase of 10% or less above the price on the day before the governor's order triggering the consumer protections wouldn't violate the law. So if the price on my dozen eggs is a dollar today, the governor orders state of emergency tomorrow, then I can charge no more than $1.10 for that dozen eggs.
Right.
So total penalties against any violator would not exceed $25,000 for any 24-hour period. Supporters say the bill adds clarity to an anti-gouging laws to assist with compliance, but the Attorney General, Andy Beshear, has said the bill would weaken consumer protections. It's Senate Bill 160. So a lot of people want to know, well, what's price gouging? Well, let's say it's always been odd to know when, say, gasoline prices change suddenly.
Mm-hmm.
How is it that suddenly the gasoline in the ground that's already in the tank suddenly costs more, even though it's already been delivered and it's already been invoiced, but yet, we're going to have to raise 40 cents on the gallon. So whether that's raw materials for things, whether that's groceries, whether that's, say, generators during ice storms, things like that, it's designed to curb that.
Taking advantage.
We may have too many fish in our lakes. The Kentucky Department of Fish and Wildlife are studying the impact of looser regulations on bass size limits during some fishing tournaments. The test would allow anglers to keep fish above 12 inches for small and largemouth bass. Tournament anglers would still release all bass after they are weighed. The three-year test is limited to four tournaments on Lake Cumberland, Cave Run Lake. I'd need to talk to a fishing expert to figure out. Where's Mark Godby when you need him?
I know, right?
He can tell me what's going on with that. Louisville season officially came to an end last night for the Louisville men. They were run out of the NIT semifinals by Mississippi State.
Just is when I had my shirt pressed.
Damn. Sure. And a woman in Memphis, Tennessee, who was filmed driving onto I-55 in a mobility scooter on Friday, is home from the hospital after nearly being hit by several cars and trucks. A person captured the video and saved the woman's life. Tawana Murphy said she first saw the woman, who appeared to be in her 70s or 80s, in the turning lane on Brooks Road, making her way onto Interstate 55. Said the woman is fortunate because she almost lost her life several times. She said she knew the woman was riding her scooter on I-55 and was in danger. She said, "I could have been all the way to Chicago by now." I said, "You wasn't going to make it, mother." That's what she said. I guess, was she confused? It's thinking.
Probably.
Maybe.
Maybe she was on a side street. And
I got wheels. They've got pavement. Together.
Yeah, I guess. It would be an odd sight out on the interstate to see Mama on her hover around. We got to get to a break. Be back with more here on In the Know. Square in Litchfield, where we have some breaking news. There is no snow inside Whoop-De-Doo Design. Ooh. So it is officially spring, and you'll see that it's spring. If you darken the door at Whoop-De-Doo Design on the Square in Litchfield, where they are ready for all your Easter shopping, all your spring holidays, and fresh cut floral anytime you need for any occasion. They got UK stuff. They've got.
I'm on Facebook looking at her newest post. She's got the cutest raglan tees.
Oh yeah, I saw. Oh. Well, a UK raglan tee. So if you the game tomorrow night, you'll need a new UK raglan.
Well, it's not even just UK. It's just Kentucky. There's one right, that makes the state of Kentucky, but it has all Litchfield and Grayson County words.
Oh really?
Yeah. Isn't that cool?
Like. Graffiti Lane? Does it say Graffiti Lane on there?
It does. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Yep.
Right, I don't mean the band. I mean the actual graffiti lane.
Graffiti Lane, mm-hmm. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Also, at Whoop-De-Doo today, they are celebrating Common Courtesy Day. If you wouldn't mind so much, please, we would be grateful if you would show common courtesy today. It sounds like a Canadian. I even went into Canadian mode.
Yeah, you did.
Common Courtesy Day. I don't think they need that in Canada, though, because they're always commonly courteous.
They're nice. No.
And yeah, not Curtis. Curtis is a guy. Courteous is a thing. It's also Single Parents Day. It is Down Syndrome, International Down Syndrome Awareness Day.
Nice.
3/21. Always like this day. And we would also like to congratulate the K105 Whoop-De-Doo Workplace of the Week. And that would be the Public Works Department from the city of Litchfield. They have worked hard all winter to keep our roads and streets clean in the city of Litchfield. And they want the snow to be over just as much as anyone else. So thanks to the Public Works Department with the city of Litchfield, our workplace of the week. Sister Jean still in the news. Which is good news, yes. Because I've been worried all week. Mm-hmm. I need to make sure Sister Jean makes it through the weekend. She's 98 years of age and can't go having God call her on home, because then...
Not during March Madness.
That's right. Then the world has to pull for Loyola. Uh-huh. So, but I did like she got interviewed after the game the other night. How do you feel about being a national celebrity? And she said... an international celebrity.
Oh, I love it.
Yes, yes. Thank you for the correction, Sister Jean. I'm grateful.
You forgot grateful a syllable. For that. Or two.
That's the other thing about the going into the second weekend of the NCAA tournament. It should be spring-like. Mm-hmm. It should not look like this garbage that we've got going on outside. Yeah. It should look spring-like. So I'm going to need something different, because the days are longer. Like, you don't want to get home in the evening and there's snow on the ground for another 2 hours. So you go, if it would just get dark already, at least I can't see it.
Right.
People want to get outside. They want to go out and walk. Matter of fact, a study from the University of Michigan linked spending 30 minutes or more outside in warm, sunny spring weather to a higher mood and better memory. The study found that spending time outside in the sunny spring weather isn't just a mood booster. It can actually change the way people think. The researchers found that being outdoors broadened people's minds, leaving them more open to new information and creative thoughts. I get that. Plus, you're going to have to find something to do after you delete Facebook.
Right.
That's been a big push this week, especially on Twitter. People using the hashtag delete Facebook in the light of the Cambridge Analytica data mining harvest.
Right.
Perhaps harvested personal information of 50 million users. So is this a turning point for Facebook? Their earnings were, I mean, their stock price fell tremendously yesterday.
I think it will be. I think you'll see people probably get on board with that just in protest.
Do you see it changing?
I can see other people, but I'm not going to change mine.
Right.
I
mean,
something else will spring up. You know, MySpace will rebound. Something will come back and people will change platforms.
Well,
and it may be their demise.
When you get to be a publicly traded company, you're going to have shareholders and you're going to have a board of directors that are going to, if you won't do it on your own, you will be forced to fix and restore the credibility of this thing. But it is, it kind of, in a decade, it's gone from no one knew about it to seemingly can't live without it because it's so entrenched into everything that we do, to the point of, if you need to borrow money from me, I can send you some money.
Right.
You think about the number of things that it has eliminated that we need, and they have been quick to study. There was no Facebook Live until there was Periscope. And then they saw what Twitter was doing and said, uh-oh.
Better hashtag.
Right? And so we've got to, exactly, Twitter was the hashtag, and they're like, oh, we need to do that. And so I had the conversation again yesterday, though, as I made a plea back in January that as an industry, as a media outlet industry, what if we all decided on the same day none of our content gets shared on Facebook?
Wow.
What would happen?
Right.
Because what you've got without us on Facebook is you have topics.
That's right. You do, sadly.
That's all you have are people arguing with one another.
And the Russians.
And the Russians. So then, within a week of that, I heard Rupert Murdoch say that if Facebook wanted to fix its issues, what they would do is they would have partnerships with legitimate media organizations and cut them in on the revenue stream so that they were guaranteed they were getting legitimate content from legitimate organizations and not so much of this Russian hacking stuff. So might be onto something
concept.
Like that. I did read a computer programmer hired a woman for $8 an hour to slap him in the face every time he tried to check Facebook during work hours.
I love it. I want that job.
He couldn't get a shock collar?
Come on. That's fun.
You know, I can imagine, though, you know, if you're an attorney or someone who has, your billable hours, or say you're making $200 an hour or something, and you have a Facebook compulsion, it's worth $8 an hour to pay somebody there to...
Right. I think I'd get my hands a little bit wet first.
I didn't level them up. I think I'd do it like for $4 an hour.
Dude, I'd come for free. I'd buy you lunch.
Just to smack somebody.
At least for a couple of days, you'd show up for free. Just
for
to
the
smack
therapy.
Makes sense. Let's see. Are we getting a required monthly test? Yes, we are. So we may be getting interrupted on our various places. So on radio, you may be getting a dropout from us momentarily. On podcast, you may or may not. I don't know. Anyway, we're just going to keep on. Chili's has announced that they will now give you free chips or a drink every time you visit.
One or the other.
Yeah. So pretty much your trip to every Mexican restaurant on planet Earth.
I've already get this in a couple places. Thanks, Chili's.
Right. Charlie's brings bread.
Right.
You know, or is it biscuits? Or it's like bread. Cracker Barrel brings biscuits. But Chili's is trying to do something. Of course, they do introduce this now that the one in Bowling Green closed.
Well, you know, it's one of those things that it was I thought that was a given.
Me too.
Yeah.
Everybody brings something so you don't, you know, when you're hangry, you don't smack
right,
your server.
Right. It buys you a little time.
And some courtesy.
To get your server around to work into the, right, exactly. You buys yourself a little. It diffuses perhaps a tense situation.
Mm-hmm.
You have to join their rewards club. It's called My Chili's Rewards. That's pretty original. And so, but they're struggling. I don't know the last time I ate at a Chili's. It might have been one of those Chili's 2s at the airport.
Yeah, probably.
Sometimes they have those little things that are there.
Yeah, it's not something we choose if we're in a town.
Right. You know, yeah. It's only because perhaps if it's there. But that reminds me of traveling, like going on vacation, you do different.
We're in Bardstown. There's a Chili's, right? And I think that's
there
the
is.
Only thing there.
By that's, the Evil Empire
that's
up there
yeah,
on the
that's
other
about
exit.
The yeah. only time we ever eat a Chili's if we have to be in Bardstown.
Because it's pretty much the only thing out there by that area.
You can have that or grass.
Right. 9 thoughts everyone has while trying to stay healthy on vacation. I told you yesterday. I gave signs. Signs that had to do something different.
You're about to get into my head.
First thought. Suddenly craving everything in the airport food court.
So me.
I'm terrible.
Yeah. I'm a little worse.
There is the food court at Orlando.
Oh, yeah. It's good.
It is too tempting. It has all the... It's not a Panda Express, but it's the equivalent of a Panda Express.
Oh, yeah.
Meets a Chick-fil-A.
Oh, my.
Meets an Arby's. Meets a Sbarro.
Oh.
Meets a... What is over there on the other side?
Oh, you got to have some ice cream.
Yeah, that's in
the
there.
The one that Anna goes to. I cannot think of the name, but...
But they're all there, and you think, well, I've got to have a little something of everything. Or I go... Well, I've been bad this week anyway. It's not going to hurt. Plus, I mean, I really want a Chick-fil-A sandwich right now. And then they don't feed you on the plane anymore, so I might want to grab an extra one.
I mean, the Panda is Express.
Exactly.
Take it with me.
You go into vacation, at least I do. Oh, I'm going to totally get up every day and work out. And I go to the gym. I'll get that out of the way.
Yeah.
I make it through the first day or maybe the first 2 days.
Pack my workout clothes.
Yeah.
Are you kidding
So
me?
I could stay.
Oh, yeah.
Well, and then you put your shoes. That's another thing you think of. You put your shoes right there where you have to look over or step over them.
Yeah.
Like they might be more likely to get used. Because if you just take them but leave them in a drawer, you'll be like, out of sight, out of mind.
I do love to run on the beach. However, I end up like moseying around picking up shells in my workout clothes.
I don't have any of those problems.
Right. Oh, here's one. This person commented, said, how many calories are in this pina colada? Listen, if you're drinking pina coladas, you've already lost.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter how many is in one.
Right.
You know, because you just might as well forget it. It's not going to matter. How many times is too many times to get back in the buffet line?
You know, when you come in and your family's packing your own lunch tray.
Yeah. And then at the beach, I'm going to go to the gym, but I'm going to sit on this lounger first for a minute, and then it's over from there. Never get up off that lounger. An expert does say, I told you. I'm doing well during the week, but then the weekend comes and I go, oh, well, you know, I need to reward myself because I did so well during the week. And then it's like, I'm back to where I started last Monday.
Yeah.
All over again. But the trick is, here's what they say. An expert says, a dietitian says 2-treat rule. You can have 2 treats per week, and that is it.
But my treats are so big.
My treat has a tendency to last all day.
I mean, it's like a gallon of ice cream is my treat.
Like,
when I do that.
A whole bag of pretzels, like a big bag of pretzels, like in one day. It's like, well, I only had some pretzels.
With a thing of Nutella. I got a pretzel truck coming over to my after job.
We got to get to a break and be back with more here on In the Know.
Spend a night in L.A. Just another chance to see you. Just you and I. I wanted you to know that my playing days were over. 'Cause all I do is think of you. The writing's on the wall.
Did you know there's a moon named Cupid that orbits Uranus. One of Uranus's moons. It's called Cupid.
I wonder where Cupid is. It's good to locate. Good to locate, finally.
You always need to know where Cupid is, especially in relation to Uranus.
You know? I'm laughing like I'm in third grade.
You might get an arrow fired at you.
Hey, you don't want that, Uranus.
Cupid, draw back your bow. Ringo got knighted yesterday. He is now Sir. I guess he's actually Sir Richard Starkey.
Starkey?
Yeah, that's his.
I didn't know that was his.
Richard Starkey is his
last name.
Is his God-given name.
That's fun.
But Prince William presented the Beatles drummer with the honor. Of course, he gets the, you know, he gets the medal, mm-hmm. being the Royal Order of whatever it was. But I think what he also said when he got, you know, to do the sword thing and he gave him the things. I was told there would be a yellow Coupe de Ville. No. Black Panther is now the most tweeted about movie of all time.
Really?
Hmm. Yep. It's out today on YouTube, the new trailer, the documentary trailer for the documentary on Mr. Rogers called Won't You Be My Neighbor? Hmm. And it's a couple of minutes long, and it's very good. So I don't know if you knew or not, but Mr. Rogers was an ordained Presbyterian minister.
I think I did hear that before.
And his beloved television show that changed the face of children's programming. And this is in honor of his 90th birthday that it'll be coming out. So this is not the Tom Hanks project. This is the documentary that's out. So okay. It's actual, real. And the trailer is good. And one of the things it reminded me of, it was on during a time where we were having more direct racial strife.
Mm-hmm.
In the 70s, where you were having riots and you were having violence, and it was Mr. Rogers would do things like, or segregation, where African Americans weren't allowed to swim in a particular swimming pool for right. whatever reason. And there's an episode of Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood where he invites a friend. A friend comes over. He's, you know, he's not the mailman, obviously, but he's someone in the community, mm-hmm. and he brings him in, and they kind of simulate having a pool party in Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood's backyard together to show kids.
This is right behavior.
And so it's weird to see, you know, I mean, you know, you learn good things from Mr. Rogers, but mm-hmm. we don't even realize some of the cultural things and some of the social change that they were helping to guide along the way. And I remember I told you last week, he responded to every fan letter that he received. So anyway, it's called Won't You Be My Neighbor? And that's the trailer is available today. Here are things that are coming to Netflix in the month of April, if you're so inclined. I'm not going to give you the list of things that are leaving. I'm going to give you the list of things that are arriving. Along Came Polly comes out on 4-1. Friday Night Lights, Looney Tunes back in action, Pirates of the Caribbean, Dead Man's Chest, Scarface, that classic movie, is going to be available in April. Despicable Me 3. David Letterman's next installment of Next Guest Needs No Introduction show, Jay-Z, is the month of April. Lost in Space, Season 1. Kevin James, Never Don't Give Up. That's the name of his special.
Theme of my life.
Never Don't Give Up.
Never Don't Go to Do.
And Bill Nye the Science Guy, some of his episodes are coming to Netflix this month as well. We've got to get to a break. Gonna try to find some time for a moment we're gonna call Life with Jake. Or how about Life According to Jake? Does that work? We're gonna do that when we come back. In the Know. MB's point to ponder for today. Have you all heard this new trend of engagement piercings?
No.
No.
So this is a new thing that it doesn't involve a ring. You take a stone and you pierce it onto your ring finger.
Ooh, that would get on my nerves when I'm trying to put my hand in my pocket and my pockets are tight.
Makes me wonder if it works where, like other piercings where you can take it out, okay? But that sounds kind of permanent. So you're going to have this, it takes place of a ring, so it's designed to be attached. So here's what I'm pondering. What's more risky when it comes to that? The engagement ring piercing or the lower back tattoo of your spouse?
I'm going to go lower back.
Yeah, the tattoo.
You want to stay away from that.
You know, I do. It is funny. I see those people that, you know, get people's names tattooed all there. And I'm thinking,
just don't do it. No.
I just, again, remember, my childhood was forged in Looney Tunes. And all I can hear is Bugs Bunny saying, "You'll be sorry."
Yep.
But I mean, that's just me.
I would just put wife.
Yeah, something like, yeah, just easy. Wife. Yeah.
You know, but.
Girl.
That's.
And if you need to, put an S on it.
That's just, I mean, you don't quite know.
There's been many in my day. If you're going to have to go that route, man.
I think you all are probably with me that I've been enjoying life according to Jake.
I am in love with Jake.
Jake won America's Funniest Videos the other night. It is clear also in subsequent videos that the one with the grocery list has some age on it because of the development of Jake's subject matter.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like primarily, the catchphrase of the winning video was, "What else?
What else?
What else?" Mm-hmm. And his mother, I presume, his mother shouts out the grocery list, you know, strawberries. And then he retorts strawberries. But then, like happened in a lot of homes, you gather around the breakfast table and you learn about life.
I went down there last week and every time it's sand down, and they put a new door in it.
At Bear Creek?
Bear Creek, yeah.
You know how to get there?
Well, yeah. You turn on the west and go right straight to Bear Creek.
Mm-hmm.
And you get on a 6 mile road, and you turn back on a 1 mile road.
Got it.
Bear Creek Road, you turn on 2 6 miles.
Okay.
And go back on where you're at. And then you go on 1 mile, and you go on 1 mile, and then you go on this mile or 1 mile.
You all with me so far?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. You jump back on another mile, and then you go back on this mile, and you go back on that mile. Then you go Bear Creek mile, you go on a bridge mile, and you turn on another bridge, go another Bear Creek. Turn on the west, and then there's a house. And the bridge is where the house is.
I like how many times the bridge plays a role.
Right.
He knows the bridge is at Bear Creek.
I'm at Bear Creek right now in my
exactly.
mind. Thank you, Jake.
Listen, if you're not there, you can't follow instructions.
You are not good.
You don't know how to take directions if you didn't figure all that out.
I'd like to know if he took his Newsnet trailer.
The Newsnet trailer.
That is so good.
And a flatbed.
So that's been enjoyable to follow this week.
We're still
hoping. We're still hoping to be able to have Jake on the show coming up soon. But there's a lot of pressure on me because there's so many things I want to ask.
Yes. Well,
and I know I'm going to have a limited amount of time.
You know, if there's one child that God would grant us to never grow up, I'm going to go with Jake. Just keep him little forever, God.
All right. On television tonight, Charlie Day and Henry Winkler are on Jimmy Kimmel. The Fonz is on Jimmy Kimmel tonight.
Wowza.
James McAvoy is on Jimmy Fallon. Kerry Russell is on Colbert. Drew Barrymore and John Boyega on James Corden tonight. Survivor Ghost Island, Episode 5, A Diamond in the Rough. And then on Sci-Fi, it's a new show called Krypton. It's a Superman prequel series, in case you're interested. Hey, by the way, did you hear that, did you see where Jimmy Mattingly set a record the other night at the Houston Rodeo?
No.
Jimmy performed for more people than any other concert. It's a record-breaking set on Sunday at Rodeo Houston. George Lindsay was posting about it, but I've got the stats here. He played to 75,577 people.
That's
which
crazy.
Broke the attendance record from the previous Sunday by 12 concert goers. So good job, Jimmy.
Pretty cool.
I hope your backup singer was able to show up and sang all the right notes.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if I were to show up, Jimmy Mattingly is the headliner.
Absolutely. I mean, that's what drew me to go see GB.
Even Elmo Mary.
Showed up in boots.
Stop it!
Oh, you started it.
I didn't even try it. I tried to whine it. Today's highlight in history.
I nailed it by any means.
This date in 1918, during World War I, Germany launched its spring offensive on the Western Front, hoping to break through the Allied lines before American reinforcements could arrive. In 1804, the French Civil Code, or the Code Napoleon, or what we also call the Napoleonic Code, was adopted. In 1935, Persia officially changed its name to Iran. Yeah, change your name. Maybe nobody will figure it out. In 06, the social media website Twitter was established with the sending of the first tweet by co-founder Jack Dorsey, who wrote, "Just setting up my Twitter." Birthdays today. Actor Timothy Dalton, the worst James Bond of all time, is 72 today. Eddie Money is 69. Brad Hall is 60. Gary Oldman is 60. Matthew Broderick is 56. Ferris Bueller, 56 today. Wow. Rosie O'Donnell is also 56. Kevin Federline. This is rapper, TV personality, and I'm going to add Britney Spears beneficiary. Kevin Federline is 40 today. Gone but not forgotten, Johann Sebastian Bach, born in 1685. Giulio Gallo in 1910. Giulio Gallo, was he the guy who was on TV? Was he the one who said, "We will sell no wine before it's time"? You remember those commercials?
I do not.
When we were kids, you all may be a little too young.
Yeah.
But it always puzzled me, because he was like an old guy. He looked like, I don't know, Ernest Borgnine or somebody. But I always thought, well, when's it time?
When is wine time?
We will sell no wine before it's time. Well, how do you, what's the time? What time is that?
Right.
Exactly. I guess it was better I didn't know. Let's go to Chart Toppers. Are you all good?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. 1974.
On my shoulders makes me happy.
Here's what's weird. Long sleeve shirt with a collar. In this video.
You want to see him in the tank top?
No sun on those shoulders.
There's no guns out today.
What are they going to do when they get rid of gun shows?
I don't know. Long sleeves for everybody.
1983. Come on, George. Is this worth the payoff?
No, it's not.
You may change your mind when you get to the next one.
I mean, the real question here is, do you really want to hurt me?
Exactly.
That was
hurting me. In 1992, Special Kayla, this is the only reason that we're doing this one.
Couldn't take
Alan Jackson was number one.
He does love him.
Really?
wish Dallas was in Tennessee.
I'm getting the heart sign from across the hallway.
Then she'd be here with me. And if nothing else would come between the two of us.
It's a good thing we love her.
If Dallas was in Tennessee.
I'm going to tell something about Special Kayla today that she shared with us. So Special Kayla is a young lady,
mm-hmm.
right? But Alan Jackson is her hall pass. Alan Jackson has children that are way older than Special Kayla. 2001, Shaggy was number one.
Life is one big party when you're still young, but who's gonna have your back when it's all done? It's all good when you live for your beer fun. Can't be a fool, son. What about the long run? Looking back, shawty, always I'm in.
Oh, we're late. Gotta go.
I love his voice.
And
oh, me too.
And 8 years ago today, Tayo Cruz and Luda and Break Your Heart. All right, got anything we got to button up with?
I don't think so.
All right, MB's Pearl of Wisdom for today comes from Benito Juarez, a Mexican statesman who said, among individuals as among nations, peace is the respect of others' rights. Peace is the respect of others' rights. MB's Pearl of Wisdom for today. Look forward to seeing you back here tomorrow for another edition of our show. For Misty Thomas, for Beej, I'm MB, and now you're in the know.